Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. All purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, gardnerangus.com.
Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Marketing Information Center joining us today. And Caitlin, as we take a look at some of our market factors, one thing we've definitely noticed, wholesale box beef trade going stronger in recent days. What's going on there?
So that was a negotiated number, and I think it remains to be seen what to expect from the demand profile this year. But I'm not sure we're going to see there's much wiggle room there to push a lot of more beef in that grilling season timeframe. And I think the negotiated box beef is going to be pretty volatile this year as we sort out as the travel sector coming back, the food service sector coming back, the loads on the comprehensive, which is all the types of sales on box beef, haven't really shown that it's a volume type of increase. We're not seeing a lot of heavy volumes coming out of those reports. And so I think it's more short-term needs, trying to sort out that demand profile, depending on what cuts they're looking for. And I would expect that type of behavior to happen for a lot of 2021, because we just don't know how consumers are going to respond. You know, is it like a light switch when everyone's vaccinated? We all pack restaurants and start flying around and going to conferences. But I think on the conference front, a lot of businesses are not going to travel again this year. Mm-hmm. And for the travel sector, I have a hard time believing that on the balance of the year, we'll reach a pre-pandemic level as well as food service. I think it's just going to take a little bit more time to reach a consistent level. And so with that being said, I think that box beef then will probably jump around quite a bit. But right now we are reaping a jump to the high side, which is always nice.
Switching gears, Caitlin, let's talk about that hog and pigs report of this last week. Fairly bullish report, it seems like, as far as pork supplies that are head out there later in 2021. What does that mean for our beef marketplace, do you think?
Well, as you mentioned, the quarterly hogs and pigs was quite a bit below analyst expectations, as well as they made revisions to the December market hogs category. What that means is that we're going to have quite a bit less pork production than most of us thought heading into the middle part here of 2021. From a competing meat standpoint, we're predicting that we'll have less beef production in 2021, less chicken production in 2021, and potentially less turkey production in 2021, and now a smaller increase in hog production than we were originally thinking. And so from a competing meat standpoint, you know, relatively speaking, beef might look a little more attractive than it did ahead of this report. But there's still plenty of red meat and poultry available on the market, particularly if you think some of the pandemic trends are going to stay in place, at least for the first half of 2021. We'll really need to see expansion in those hospitality and restaurant sectors, I think, to move a lot of product and move some of those retail prices up considerably. But beef is one of the higher priced options. Lamb is very expensive right now as well on the wholesale side. And so relatively speaking, beef is still going to be roughly in that number two spot compared to the other proteins.
Caitlin McCulloch of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at The Ranch, 9201 East Stateline Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural Spring Bull Sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.